She loved him. Right now he's just treasuring memories and harboring thoughts. And he's weeping because he's life and nobody will receive him as life. Not one person will stand up, not even his disciples. The only reason they're there is to die with him, remember? Come on, it's all in the story. Now, if everybody was that way when Jesus was there in person, and we're living by faith and Jesus is here by spirit, don't you think that we're not being challenged, sometimes deceived, and fallen into the same snares and traps that are all through this book? Right? So he said, they said, see how he loved him? And then look what they said. It just gets worse and worse. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? So they're still proving nobody gets this. Jesus again, after they said that, it caused another groan. Oh, would you roll away the stone? I can't take anymore. Serious, do you see that? As soon as they said that, he groaned again. He's like, and you look up the word groan in the Strong's. To murmur again, strong indignation. You guys. Now, who knows if he's murmuring against, it's not murmuring like in gossip and deceit and bad speaking. He's inside, because he sees what the fall did to God's people. And he sees how their minds have been deceived and estranged from truth. And he's firsthand to it. And he's groaning and grieving. And he said, take the stone away. Martha still doesn't get it. She says, but he's dead, Lord. And by this time he stinks. Come on, it's 4 days. And he says to her, did I not say to you, if you would believe,